Hello, everybody. Yep, you know who it is, and this is yet another 420 lesson. Why is it called smoke and ice? Well, a lot of bongs these days that are manufactured are, let me close the window while I'm talking, are actually, in fact, manufactured with something in the shaft, or the barrel, as I like to call it, called an ice catcher. It's basically indented, glass was indented with three kind of like spikes inwards so that air and smoke can still pass through, but you could put something else in there to cool down the smoke, and in this case, ice cubes. Most ice cubes are not made, they actually have ice cube trays, especially made for shit like this, if you want to believe that. I know that's fucked up. A little excessive. I totally empathize. However, when you add ice to the barrel, you will be able to take much longer hits from bongs because you will cool down the smoke. The smoke does not come down as rough and hot into your lungs, so you'll be able to take a little bit more. But of course, all in all, smoking is bad for you one way or the other, but I just find this method far more fun. So let's try this out. I got about three and a half melted ice cubes in here. Because you got to melt them down to size if you're using regular ones. But here goes. Oh, man. That is very, very dense. You still get a little bit of a rough edge at the end there. But as you're doing it, you're not going to feel it as much. However, in the end, you always feel it afterwards. And that includes the after effects of the pot. Damn, there's still some left. I think that's good enough for now. Yeah, you're probably wondering, why am I doing this at 6 in the evening? Well, I'm going out tonight. So I'm getting my brain ready for festivities. That's good enough. I don't need more. Now, the thing is, though, the ice thing, I would only ever recommend doing that if you are going to be passing the piece around at a party or at an event or something like that. If you're going to pass it around, multiple people are going to use it. That's when you put in the ice. And I will maybe, well, how much time do I have here? I think I'll get into bong hygiene another time, because one thing I can't stress enough, keep your goddamn pieces clean. Once a week, I scrub the barrel with this elongated brush that I have, and all the pieces get soaked. I really like to keep my bong clean. Because, listen, you put your mouth on it, you inhale from it. You know, use common sense. Even for a pothead, use common sense. What else did I want to say about this? Yeah, double filtration also helps put the carcinogens down. Like, I have this thing in the front here called an ash catcher. It looks like a little beaker. Basically, what happens is the smoke travels down into the beaker and then travels through another pipe into the main water chamber of the bong, and then the smoke comes up. So the smoke is double filtered in water. This reduces, I would say, maybe 30% of the carcinogens, I would say. It definitely isn't as rough as when you smoke it pure out of a pipe, out of a joint, which I hate joints. It's pretty good this way. It works nicely. I like it when it goes through two chambers instead of just one, because, I don't know, I just like it better that way. I just like the feeling of having a double-filtered hit. It's been a very long time since I've taken a hit from a single layer. I don't even remember what that was like, to be quite honest with you. Maybe I'll do another audio boo or go ahead and try that. But anyways, that's it for bong tips today. So, till then, toodles.